New Jersey transit stations are public places. Anyone can stay there as long as he or she wants. The stations that offer seating, food, and drinks tend to attract a large homeless population, people who can take up benches meant for passengers who intend to ride the trains. Laws prevent transit police from asking the homeless to leave stations unless they're breaking rules. But as New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez tells us, NJ Transit is now trying to help the homeless out of train stations.
On any given night, dozens of homeless men and women take up the benches at Newark Penn Station.
From this road to the wall, all of them is homeless.
John Williams says he's been living at Newark Penn for a couple months.
We can sleep sitting up, but if you lay down in here, they're going to wake you. And they're cruel. You know, they're mean. They take the stick and stick you with it. Or hit on the side of the wall or the bench.
His nails are almost an inch long, but the 60-year-old is dressed sharp in a light brown plaid suit with the matching vest and a black leather jacket.
Well, I mean, I done had it on for 2 months, and I don't smell and stuff like that, but that's a problem. You got some people in here that really, really smell bad.
He says he prefers to be at train stations where there are a lot of other homeless people, like a station in Summit. It makes him feel more comfortable. And if he wants to sit or rest his eyes on the benches for ticketed passengers only, he knows what he needs to do.
I have a ticket. Okay, this is what you have to have. This is a train ticket. Okay, and if he doesn't have that, you're going to have to go out in the cold.
So you buy a ticket every night so that you can stay here?
No, I don't buy a ticket every night. I buy a ticket one time. As long as it's not punched, it's good. As long as it doesn't have a hole in it, I had this for 2 months.
After a train leaves the station, a conductor comes by with a hole puncher, manually punching 2 holes in every passenger's ticket, opening doors and moving, actually very quickly, to collect tickets in each cabin before the next stop. If you never get on a train, your ticket will never expire. Transit police say some of the homeless people at Newark Penn Station have been here for years, one for 19 years, another for 26. Their tickets never hole punched. New Jersey Transit recognizes it has a problem. Since they can't legally ask homeless people to leave the waiting areas, they've started to take a kinder, gentler approach aimed at doing two things.
Helping the homeless, but also making it more comfortable for passengers when they're riding through.
Michelle Walsh is a community intervention specialist with New Jersey Transit. She tries to get the homeless into shelters and connects them with programs that offer food and services.
Even if it looks like someone's not necessarily working with me, we might be working on a very basic getting their birth certificate from, you know, a different state, which takes time.
She says she engages about 75% of the homeless in some way. It isn't easy. Many have mental disorders. Many want to stay at train stations. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has awarded New Jersey $24 million to help with the homeless as part of its Continuum of Care program. Some of that money will go to organizations that New Jersey Transit partners with. But Inspector Al Styler with New Jersey Transit Police says as long as train stations offer amenities that homeless can't get elsewhere, they'll continue to congregate there.
They have a roof over their head, so they'll have heat in the winter and it'll be, you know, cool in the summertime. They have access to alcohol. We have liquor stores and we have bars. There's people around here that can get money. There's food. And they have 24/7 police protection. They're not going to get that at a shelter. So that's why we tend to be a magnet for a homeless population.
And then there's the benches, meant for people who actually plan to ride the trains. Styler says New Jersey Transit has been tossing around ideas to create a system where tickets would eventually expire. But he says that's way down the line. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.